Welcome to Hashing It Out,
a comedy podcast that tackles the ups and downs of life. It's unfiltered, a little dirty, a little raw, but 100% honest.
Sit back, light up, pop a top, and enjoy as we hash out the craziness of life with the Hashing It Out podcast.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Jerry Hash, and we are hashing it out. Guys, I got a very special guest for you all today. Her name is Alyssa Hunter. She is one of my favorite people, and she is also our very first female on here. So, Alyssa, say what's up.
What's up, y'all?
Woo!
How you doing?
Yay, we got Alyssa on here. Woo woo. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, living the dream, you know.
Living the dream or a nightmare? Which one is it?
Oh, you know, it's both. 50 hours a week.
Oh. Yeah, you be working a lot, don't you?
Oh, you have no idea.
So what do you do?
Legally, I can't talk about that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well,
so you're Secret Service. That's cool.
Basically, yeah. But don't say anything. I might have to kill you.
So you protect the president or... Yeah, that's what we're going to say. We're going to say you are Secret Service. You work for Snapple on the side. You know, and the reason I say that is because whenever I used to cut hair, I had a barbershop, and a guy used to come in and get his hair cut. And I asked him what he did for a living, and he told me that he was a Snapple representative. That's what he did for a living, was sold Snapple. Well, come to find out, after years of him coming to my barbershop, he was for real in the Secret Service and protected the president of the United States.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was dope as hell, man. But, he kind of freaked me out, man, because, you know, I'm a little gangster, and... He would come in and he would have buddies with him that, like, his buddy would be like a big expert on the computer and stuff. And I'd be like, oh, shit, man, what if they're in here investigating me or something? You know what I'm saying? What if they're trying to figure out what I'm trying to do up in here? But anyway.
No, what are you hiding?
Well, I've hit a lot of shit in my life. You better believe that, sister. Better believe that. So I'm kind of nervous. I told you that before we even started the podcast, because you are the very first female that I have ever had on the show that, you know, I mean, I care for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you're my Alyssa. So it's like, I don't want to disrespect you none at all, but at the same time, I'm a little bit dirty of a guy, and this podcast is a little dirty. So I warned you ahead of time.
Listen, being a woman going day to day, these years, I mean, we deal with a lot of like dirty things,
right?
Every single day,
like penises.
So I mean, yeah, and like we've gotten used to it.
Is penises dirty?
Penis?
Yeah, penis. Penis.
I mean, what?
Do you think penises are dirty? Are the peni?
So. Honestly, I don't like looking at them. I think they're dirty.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, like, I know for some ladies out there, we don't like looking at them. Like, they're there. They're there for our pleasure. But, like, we don't like looking at them sometimes.
Do you think penises are ugly?
I do.
No shit. Now, I mean, have you ever seen a vagina?
I have.
Okay.
I'm a bisexual girl, yeah.
Okay, so do you think penises are better looking than vaginas, or vaginas are better looking than penises?
I think vaginas are better than penises.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I get it, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, a penis just looks like a fucking giraffe neck with a mushroom top on it. You know what I'm saying?
As me and my friends call them, we call them depressing cucumbers.
Y'all call peckers depressing cucumbers.
Yeah, or sometimes they're sad pears.
Sad pears.
Yeah, like it goes either way.
Y'all have seen some ugly fucking dicks then, bro. I get it. But I have to agree with you. I think vaginas are a whole lot better looking than peckers, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like the way vaginas look. But I ain't gonna lie to you, young lady. I've seen some ugly twats too. You know what I'm saying? Get down there and look like a big thing of roast beef. Fucking just lips hanging down and shit. Beat up cooters.
There's ugly vaginas. There's beautiful vaginas.
Yeah, I agree.
I haven't seen one yet, but I'm sure there's a beautiful penis out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to admit, man, I have a very good-looking penis.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for sure. You know what I'm saying? You're just definitely going to have to take my word for it. But I think my pecker's pretty good looking. You know, it's... And I'm also a grower, not a shower. You know what I'm saying? Some of them guys, man, they can just be like, look at this. And you're like, gosh damn, cuz, all right. Not my pecker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sometimes they're like Tommy Lee.
Yeah, not my pecker. You know what I'm saying? You have to talk to my pecker for it to get good looking. And then it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Some motivation.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I'd be pumping it up, too. I'm like, all right, Jerry. All right. Well, I call it Mr. Wiggles. So I'm like, all right, Mr. Wiggles, this is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? You have to get in here. You're going to have to fucking buff up, bro. You're going to have to go in and do your job. You know, and a pecker's got it rough, too, man, because, I mean, you seriously have to beat it up until it pukes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, what's a vagina do? A vagina just has to sit there and be pretty, man. You know?
Not always.
Well, I mean, you're right.
Sometimes we have to have our motivations, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Right, so you're saying if you're not, like, attracted to a guy or something, you have to motivate your vagina?
Yeah, and unfortunately, but it's something I've had experience.
Really?
Like, okay, listen, yeah.
So what do you say, like, to your twat to make it fucking pumped up and ready to rock?
Like, so I know I'd be like, okay, look, I know he's not that great, but we got to get through this because it's what he wants, and we like it just a little bit, but it's going to be okay. We're going to get through it. And you just got to, like, talk your way through it.
Right, and then spit on your fingers and rub it to make it wet. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because sometimes guys can't find the proper spot.
Man, that's fucking sad. Man, that's sad, bro.
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend, I'm telling you.
Man, I've been in this game for a long time. So I think I'm good on that aspect. At least I think. Savannah could be faking this shit.
Exactly. Looks like we're going to bring in Savannah.
she's probably faking this shit, bro, thinking, oh, my God, you're so good. And then as soon as I leave the room, she's, like, throwing down on herself while I'm in there cleaning up. You know what I'm saying? And then whenever I come back out, she's still shaking, thinking, I'm thinking, damn, I did a good job. And she's over like, fuck. That was pitiful, yeah, Jerry.
Some girls can be quick with it.
Damn, man. Like, So you are so okay. So let's just, you like women and men, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you like better?
So, I mean, I've only ever been with one guy and I've been with like two women.
Okay. Okay.
And like, I'm not as experienced with men than I am women.
Right. Right. So, okay.
Like, I prefer women. They know exactly what to do because they have to do it for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes
I get that.
And sometimes a guy just doesn't get it.
Right. So, now these women partners of yours, have you just done it with them one time or has it been multiples?
One girl was one time and then the other girl was like, we were together for like 4 months and we did it almost every single day.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. Well, then, so you have some sexual experience there. That's good.
Yeah.
And you're young, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I didn't even think about that. Fuck, dude. You know, people are going to be listening to this, and they're going to be like, she's young. You're old as hell. You're a nasty, perverted man. I am not, guys. I'm just asking questions that you guys would want to know. You know?
Trust me. Yeah, you're cleaner than one man in particular that I know. So.
Yeah, fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Oh, I think we are.
Yeah, he's a nasty son of a bitch, bro, for real. I hate to say that to you, man, because I know you have feelings for this fella, but, I mean, look, bro, there's no way that I would be as old as I am. And Alyssa, you're a young lady. I would never sleep with you. I mean, you're a young lady. You know what I'm saying? Not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. But oh, whatever. It is. It's pathetic.
Yeah, for sure. And guys, whenever I say she's a young lady, she is over 21 years old, so we're good, right?
I'm 20.
Okay, hey, that's perfect. You're over 18. Yeah. We're good. You're good. I didn't want them to be like, oh my God, is she 15, 16 years old and you're talking to her? Like, no, no, she's 20. So that's okay.
I look like I'm at least like 25, 26, and then like I sound like I'm older, but like I'm legitimately 20.
Right, right. I mean, so we're on the same page. We're good. We're good. But yeah, man, that whole situation was fucked up. It hurt my feelings because I liked him, but at the same time, fuck him. You know,
I had to live with them.
Do what?
I had to live with them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's horrible, man. That was rough on you.
I was gaslit for years.
Yeah, I know you was, honey. But see, that's the thing, too, man. It's because we weren't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people saw through that bullshit, but you did not, man. And that sucks. You know?
Yeah. I was being questioned almost daily about it. And
yeah, right.
Like, I mean, I was just like, nah, you know, I was blindsided.
Yeah,
completely.
You was. And you lost a lot in that fucking game too, man, because you had you know what I'm saying? I mean, your best friend is gone now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I lost two of the most important people of my entire life, and now they're completely gone.
Yeah, you're right. And now they don't even fuck with you, do they?
No.
Damn, that's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
And look, the people... The people that were on the outside of that still have you in their lives, man. Like me and my sister and shit like that, bro. You're still in our lives, and that's, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and y'all are still my family. It's like I did lose him, but within that time, like living with him and having him for all these years, it's like I got a family out of it, like a chosen
family. Absolutely, sister. Absolutely, and look. It's like this right here, man. So for my listeners, I'm going to go ahead and just drop knowledge on y'all. What happened was my sister was engaged to Alyssa's father, and Alyssa's father split up with my sister for his supposed other daughter that was in his life since she was, what, 13? 13 years old. And, honestly, he kind of groomed her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, I made a Reddit post, like, probably within, like, a month after it happened, and a lot of people were saying that she could have been groomed.
Absolutely.
And I didn't really think of it like that, because my dad was happily married to my mom for 12 years.
Right.
And then he was with the beautiful, wonderful Martha Wilson.
Right.
And everything seemed fine, and in reality, that may have not been what happened. It could have been completely different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just behind closed doors.
Right, absolutely.
And I've had a lot of knowledge over, like, the past, like, it's been, like, 6 months.
Right.
And I've grown so much since then.
Oh, yeah, you're an amazing young lady, chick. And I'm glad we're friends. I'm glad we're family. I'm glad you call me, what do you call me again?
Edible uncle.
Damn right. Damn right. I am your edible uncle. Whoa. but that whole situation.
Whole inside joke, y'all.
No, it's not. Just you can say what you really said, what you think it means, but I know what it means.
Yeah.
But that whole situation was fucked up, man. And you know what? You came out on the good, and but poor Stacy, man, she's the one came out on the shitty end of that deal, man.
Yeah.
She did. And honestly, it's going to turn into turmoil. They're not going to stay together. I mean, he's 50, 52, 53 51. Years old, 51 years old, bro, and she's 18. It's never going to work.
Today is actually her 20th birthday, which is so crazy.
Oh, today's her 20th birthday. It's never going to work, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's 31 years older than her. I mean, she's getting ready to be wanting to go to clubs and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, it's over, bro. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. But anyway, I hope I wish the best for them, man. Fuck it. I'm gonna be the bigger person. Fuck them. I don't want nothing to do with them, but whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, like I've said, I've completely cut off that part of my life.
Right, right. Yeah, and you have.
I don't have a dad.
And that sucks.
I've gone this long without it.
Yep, you're right, sweetie. You've went with, and that's the fucked up thing about it, man, is, you know, he raised you since how old was you?
I was 2, almost 3.
Yeah, 2 years old, and he raised you pretty much your whole life, and he just gave up on you, bro, just said, fuck it, I, you know what?
Basically.
That's fucked up, man.
And the thing is that now I've kind of, like, gone through, like, the 7 stages of grief.
Right.
And now I'm in, like, my revenge.
Absolutely.
Era. And
yeah.
I've been petty. I've had fun with it. And they're going into debt and all this other thing. So it's like karma's definitely coming around.
Absolutely.
And I'm on the right side of the street and they're on the wrong side.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I cannot agree more. And look at the relationship you have with us, your mom, you have new friends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And play, I mean, you're friends with a lot of people, and like, so do you have a roommate now, or you live by yourself?
I live by myself.
Ooh, how do you like that?
I love living by myself.
Do you really?
And like, I have wonderful neighbors, so
right.
We hang out like all the time.
Right.
Like, we're having a murder mystery night later, so it's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's fucking dope, man.
And
I dig that.
Yeah, and I've just had, like, the time of my life.
Good for you. You deserve that.
Yeah.
You know? And you said that this your neighbor is, like, a fan of the Hashing It Out podcast?
Yes, she is. She loves the pod.
That's awesome, man. That made me feel so good. Honestly, that really boosted me enough to want to start doing this again, you know?
Yeah.
It did.
I texted you because, like, we were listening. I think I was actually wearing my Hashing It Out shirt or something like that. And she was like, oh, my God, I love Gary Hash. I love Hashing It Out. And she's like, I listened to it on the way to work, and I just love the podcast. And that's when I texted you.
That's fucking awesome, man. I dig it. I dig it. So, young lady, whatever your name is. Yeah, shout out to what's her name?
Nye.
Nye, shout out to Nye.
Yeah, Nye.
Hey, Nye.
I still know the science guy.
Hey, Nye. Get it, girl. Listen to Hashing It Out, baby. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. That shit wasn't even funny. Shit was, yeah. I always get my buttons fucked up on this damn thing, man. But anyway. So fuck Germ and fuck Stacy. We're better off without them. I've got some questions to ask you. So I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, what can me and Alyssa talk about on the podcast? So I came up with some questions, right? So I've got I mean, they're kind of dumb or whatever. But I figure what we're going to do is we're going to talk about them. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to answer it, then I'll give you my answer.
Okay.
That could be fun, right? We're gonna learn about each other.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, so question number one. Do you like coffee or tea better?
Oh, tea all the way. I've never liked coffee.
Well, so I'm a coffee drinker, right? And here's the reason is... The only reason you don't like coffee is because you're young. Whenever you get my age, you're going to be like, give me that coffee. I got to have my coffee. But I like tea, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like sweet tea, and I like Savannah makes me some of these teas, like, at late at night. She'll be like, Jerry, babe, you want a tea? And I'll be like, yeah. And she'll make me, like, she's got me this one that's, because I'm a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan. And so she gets me this one. It's like, it's got a tiger on the front of it. And so, I mean, it's like a Cincinnati Bengals tea to me, you know?
Yeah, you got a hoodie, you know?
Yeah,
you
exactly. I mean, whenever I drink it, I'm like, hoodie.
Yeah. You're immediately ready for the season. I completely get that.
Okay.
Love football.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. And you know what? I really hate the fucking Indianapolis Colts now more than ever. Just saying.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question is, do you like pizza or cheeseburgers better?
Ooh.
I know, that's rough.
See, that's a hard question.
That's very hard. Very
because
fucking
sometimes
hard.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for pizza.
Right.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for like a nice, greasy cheeseburger.
Right, but just say the world's going to end and you can only have one fucking final meal. Is it going to be a cheeseburger or is it going to be pizza?
I think I'll do pizza.
See, I'm a fucking burger man. You know, I want a big opposite. Old fat juicy cheeseburger. So we're opposite on two things so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
100%. We're on the same page.
Yeah. I have a dog and she's like my best friend.
Right.
So.
Right. I've got Bruno, man. You know what I'm saying? Bruno's like my fucking bouncer, you know? He's like my dude.
My Allie keeps me on my toes at all times.
Is that her name is Allie? Her name's Allie?
Yeah, Allie, yeah.
But that sounds like a cat's
name.
She's
been in my life. I was 8 years old when I got her. I named her after a Disney Channel character.
Okay. Hey, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Okay, so a book or a movie?
I'm going to have to go movie.
Yes, same.
But I love reading, but, like, my brain is not going to work. Like, I need something that I can just, it'd be dumbed down to me, be like, okay, cool.
Right. See, so, like, I've probably read 3 books in my whole life, honestly. Like, I just can't comprehend what I read. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whenever I read, I have to read the same paragraph, like, 15 times for it to make sense to me. So, fuck reading.
I completely get that.
You know? I mean, these days I read the Bible, but that's about it. Yeah. And the Bible's confusing as hell, too, man.
I don't know what it's saying, like, 99% of the time.
Right.
So.
Right. And I'm a sensitive big fella, buddy. I will be watching a movie and fucking be boo-hooing. And I'll look over and Savannah's like, oh, what the fuck? Why are you crying over that? I'm like, they won.
I never cried to a movie.
Do you never cry during movies?
No, I cry during TV shows, depending on what show I'm watching.
Y'all are heartless. You and Savannah are heartless women.
No, I cried during Grey's Anatomy. I'm not heartless.
Dude, I've never even watched the first episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It's very long.
Right. I have a cousin, because my cousin Kim loves Grey's Anatomy.
It's a wonderful show. It's like, I need to pause it sometimes and take a lap while I'm crying in order to continue watching it.
Okay, next question. Now, this was a fucking hard one, okay? Taylor Swift and your mom are hanging off of a cliff. Who do you save?
I have to go my mom because she's my rock.
That's right. Okay.
She's my best friend.
Yeah. I don't know why I played music there, but good. Good answer.
Like, I love me some Taylor Swift. Like, she's my favorite artist. Oh, but, like, my mom is, like, my favorite human, so.
Like, how? I mean, but Taylor Swift's a human, too.
She's amazing. Like, she can do so many things.
She's a witch.
So, like, my mom literally gave birth to me.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's a witch.
I can't agree with you. I can't.
Okay, do you believe
one of the greatest artists of all time?
Who is the greatest artist of all time? Am I? Is that what you're saying? Or you think she is the greatest artist of all time?
Oh, Taylor, 100%.
Oh, no. No, Master P. Make him say, motherfucker. Make him say, You don't even know who Master P is, do you?
I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ, I'm so... Oh,
now see, I thought you were going to say Jelly Roll.
No, Jelly Roll is a great artist, and I think he's phenomenal. I love what he does. I love the human person that he is, but he is definitely not the greatest artist, and Master P is not either. That was just a joke, but I do love me some Master P and some Jelly Roll. You know, I can't really say who I think the greatest artist of all time is. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many, like Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? He was a great artist. He was phenomenal. Elvis, you know, I mean, there's just so many. You can't really name it. Like, I can tell you who my favorite, like, rap group is. It's Outkast. That's my favorite rap group of all time. I love what
they
did.
Wonderful group. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my favorite... You know, rock and roll band, I can tell you them, I can tell you, you know, but there's, to me, they're all just so many great things about so many great people, you know what I'm saying, like these artists, so I can't really just name one particular greatest of all time, I can't do it.
Like, I can tell you who, like, the greatest band of all time and who the greatest artist is, but, like, you can't prove it, you know.
Right.
Like, I think Queen is, like, one of the greatest bands of all time.
Right, right, absolutely, they are. They are one of the greatest of all time. I agree 100% with that statement. Now, they do have one of the shittiest songs I've ever heard in my life, and Savannah hates it that I hate it because she loves it. And Queen what sings song this song it? Called Bicycle. And I
hate that song, too.
I fucking hate it. It's dumb.
It's a skip. I skip it whenever it comes on in my playlist.
I want to ride my bicycle. What the fuck? I want to ride my skateboard, motherfucker. But anyway. Okay, next question. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes, I do.
Why do you believe in aliens?
There's just too much proof. And, like, what is Area 51 hiding, you know?
Right.
And so, I do believe in aliens.
Me too.
And, like, I've seen some crazy lights up in the sky, and I'm like, that didn't come from, like, a star exploding or a plane.
This right.
might be an alien.
I think that their hideout is the ocean. I think the aliens' hideout is the ocean. I think some of these fucking fish that these motherfuckers find are aliens. I mean, you look at an octopus, right? That motherfucker is crazy, bro. Octopuses are crazy. So,
let me do you one better. What about the Ohio River?
What about the Ohio River? It's dirty as a motherfucker.
What? Exactly. Perfect spot for them to hide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody wants to go in there. They're scared.
Hell yeah. But, I mean, Ohio's a pretty dirty place. But I've got some...
Yeah.
I've got family and friends that live there. So you guys are clean, but y'all's Ohio River's nasty. But you guys know that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I lived on the Ohio River for years, and the entire time I lived there, I was too scared to go near it.
I don't blame you, sister. I don't blame you at all. Okay, Marvel or DC?
Marvel, hands down, no explanation needed.
Fucking amen, sister. Amen. Who's your favorite Marvel character?
Oh, okay. So I have to separate it out. So, like, one of my favorite female ones is Scarlet Witch. My card's name is Wanda. Like, I love the Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
My favorite original from the original six, Captain America.
Amen, sister. Like, I dig it.
Wonderful movie.
Yes.
And, like, Bucky Barnes is one of my, the Winter Soldier, I should say, is, like, one of my favorite villains.
Dude, Winter Soldier, by far, is the best Captain America movie, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It was great.
Like, one of the lines that's always in my head is, who the hell is Bucky? Like, when you think of that, you think Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Right. I
dig
it.
It's such a staple.
Who do you think my favorite Marvel character is?
See, you give me Iron Man vibes, but I feel like you're an Ant-Man fan.
No. I do like both of them, but the Hulk is my guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking Hulk smash, man. And that's who I am. Like, I'm a great person, but then you piss me off, and I can turn into the Hulk real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
So he's always been like my favorite Marvel character. Yeah. The fucking Hulk, man. Hulk smash.
What did you think of the She-Hulk series?
I did not like it. I thought it was cheesy as fuck.
So did I.
Yeah, it was cheesy, man. It was cheesy as hell. Like, they could have done it so much better, in my opinion. You know, but...
I agree.
I mean, so it was one of those shows that I didn't particularly care for it, but I watched it. You know what I'm saying? It was something to watch.
See, like, whenever... Like, with Marvel series, they got pretty stupid after, like, Loki.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. Loki was good.
Loki was fantastic.
Yeah, I liked Loki a bunch.
I still haven't had the opportunity to watch season 2, but I fully plan on watching it.
Yes, because it's really, really good. Season 2 was better than season 1, in my opinion.
Oh, see, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch it, man. Definitely. Okay, next, mountains or an ocean view?
I've seen so many mountains in my life that I feel like I just have to go with ocean.
Right. Well, I like the mountains view. I like the mountain views better. Because I'm not a big ocean guy. Like, I hate the beach. The beach,
well,
man,
the aliens
it's
are
so...
On the beach.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so fucking hot. you get sand in your butt crack. And in your, it's just not for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to find your ways around the sand being up your ass, you know? Like, you got to figure it out.
Well, I've only been on the beach, just real talk, one time in my life, and it was not for me. I've just never been back since that one time.
I haven't been since I went to, like, South Carolina, and that was years ago.
Well, see, I went to Myrtle Beach with an ex-girlfriend, and this bitch disappeared on me for, like, 6 hours, and she was doing drugs with another friend of mine. These motherfuckers for real just disappeared. And they were doing Special K. And whenever she came back, she was so fucked up, she passed out. And, like, it was just a horrible fucking trip. And literally, I threw her out. Now, the chick I'm talking about is Vanessa, the murderer. I threw her out at the Piggly Wiggly on the way back from Myrtle Beach. Yeah, it was bad.
Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly. It was a grocery store. The Piggly Wiggly. I sure did.
That sounds like maybe a true story, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Any story that I tell you is never made up, man. I've got people that can tell you, yeah, Jerry did that. Because I had people with me. Yeah, it was bad shit, man. I didn't enjoy myself. But she was a killer. We had a lot of fun together, that's for sure.
Maybe it's time for you to go back to the beach.
You know what, man? I just told Savannah. Right, I just told Savvy about an hour ago. I said, we are definitely going on a summer vacation this year. And maybe that's what we do. We've got friends that live in, like, North Carolina and stuff like that, man, that we need to go visit. So maybe that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It'd be fun for the kids.
Right, but our favorite place to go, man, is Tennessee to Gatlinburg and stuff. Like, that's our home away from home. That's our thing. That's what we like to do. And Paisley's never been, so wouldn't mind taking her, you know?
See, we're thinking about taking because I have 2 nephews from my big brother, and we're talking about taking a family trip, and we're thinking, like, Myrtle Beach.
Well, that would be fun.
We think the oldest nephew would absolutely love it.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it, but...
And you take his truck.
Yeah. I love your brother, man. Your brother was cool as a cucumber.
I have the coolest big brother ever.
Yeah, I like, couldn't agree more.
He can be dumb, but, like, what brothers can't?
Oh, listen, sister. I miss the shit out of my brother. So make sure that you tell your brother as much as you can that you love him. Okay.
I say I love you, dipshit, and I smack him in the back of the head. Like.
So you're one of them fucking sisters, huh? You fucking
dick. You know what?
Dick.
He used to throw me on my bed and lock the door so I couldn't get out. I'd cry for hours.
Well, then he deserves a good smack in the back of the nugget, don't he?
Exactly. He put me through too much as a kid.
That fucker. All right, so next question. Netflix or Hulu?
See, I have to go in the middle. Like, I can't choose one.
So you got to go with Nulu, Netflix and Nulu, Hulu together. Yeah. Nulu. Okay. I mean, fuck it, man. That's fine with me. I kind of watch. Yeah, I'm like you, man. I kind of dig both of them. So
Netflix has Stranger Things, and Hulu has The Kardashians.
How do you guys like that fucking shit, man? That shit is horrible.
See, I have nothing interesting going on in my life. Well, I do, but like, I don't have that kind of interesting life. So I like to see what rich people problems are.
I mean, I feel you, but I just can't dig it, man. Fuck. I mean, I would throw The Root to a couple of the Kardashians, but I couldn't, I just can't stand sitting there watching them, man. It's just not my cup of tea. Just not for me.
And it's not for everybody.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. But so we're in agreements. It's Nulu for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
With my job, I have been given no other choice than being a night owl.
Right.
But I've always been a night owl. So.
Right.
Total night owl.
Yeah, so I guess protecting the president is, it's a nighttime job. Right. I get it.
Yeah. You got to make sure that he doesn't wander off.
Well, that motherfucker definitely wanders off. I can promise you that.
That's why we don't do that good at our job.
Yeah, because I ain't even going to get started on politics, but he's a fucking, he's a numbskull motherfucker. But anyway.
I don't know anything about politics.
Yeah. I don't really either, man. Like, I hate it, man, because I want to, but I'm not smart enough to. And then I'm surrounded by all these people that are definitely a lot smarter than me. And I'll try to bring something up, and they're like, nope, listen to this. And I'm just like, fuck, what have I done? You know what I'm saying? What have I done? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I really don't care. I mean, yeah. I try to act like I care, but I really fucking don't. You know? It is what it is.
I just look at, like, a few things about them. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, right. Right. The way I look at this shit, man, is I am a peon in this world, and it doesn't matter what the fuck I say or what the fuck I do. It what I do and what I say is not going to make any influence in anything in this world. It might make an influence of a little bit of the surrounding people that I have, but that's about it. You know what I'm saying? No big wig's going to listen to me and be like, oh, yeah, you're right. No.
Oh, he has a podcast. We have to listen to him.
Yeah.
You know?
If they listen to my podcast, I'm probably going to get arrested and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is with me and the girl group chat.
Yeah, right.
We say some questionable things.
I feel you. Okay, so if you could have a conversation with any object, what would it be and why? No, we're talking about an object. Huh?
A fire hydrant.
What the fuck? Why would you want to talk to a fire hydrant?
I want to know what lives they've saved with the water.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
To know their stories.
Okay. Okay. You want to hear the stories, man. Hey, I get it. Like fire hydrant 102. What was your latest fire that you put out? What if that was the fire hydrant, bro, that hasn't done shit in life?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just sit on the side of the road. Yeah, it's just sit on the side of the road for like fucking 60 years, and it's been lonely as fuck, man.
Yeah. Or imagine talking to a bunch of toys, like a Toy Story. Like, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Like, what, where have you been? I stuck a G.I. Joe in my ass one time, man. So if you talked to that G.I. Joe, you'd be like, hey, you know, what's the coolest thing you've ever seen? Or what's the nastiest place you've ever seen? Well, I was in Big Man's ass one time. That's a true story, man. It's I'll tell you the story. Marty, man, her first husband, or her only husband, her ex-husband, Brian, he was over at our house, and this was like the very first time he was ever over at our house. And I mean, I was a little kid, you know, and I was bugging the shit out of him, man. And so I kept knocking on her door, and I'd run away or whatever. And so I stuck a G.I. Joe in my ass, and I knock on the door, and Brian, the guy we call Doogie, he answers the door, and I bent over and I've got this G.I. Joe sticking out of my ass and I'm going, help me, help me.
This does sound like an event that would take place down there.
You have to ask Marty about it, man, because it was fucking hilarious. And she was so mad at me. God, she was pissed. Yeah,
the next time I talk to her, I'm not even going to say hi. I'm going to be like, so what about that one time Big Man stuck a G.I. Joe?
Please do. Please do. God.
I will. That's usually how our conversations go, is I'll just ask a random question.
Yes, because, yes.
What the fuck?
Dude, she was so pissed off at me, chick. God, she was mad. She was like, this is the first time he's ever been over here. He's never going to come back. And I was like, bitch, you're welcome. He married your ass, and you had two children with him. And it's because of that G.I. Joe that was stuck in my ass.
You're the reason why Bruce and Brady were made.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Storm Shadow was stuck up in that butt, boy. But anyway, if your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Oh. See, I have to go with a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's one of two songs, and it's either Look What You Made Me Do or You're On Your Own, Kid.
Okay, and why? Why would it be the first one?
So Look What You Made Me Do was like my song for many years whenever I was in like middle school and like the first year of high school.
Okay.
And it got me through a lot of different times. And then like more recently, it's like, okay, yeah, I feel this song a lot more.
Okay.
And You're On Your Own, Kid. I mean, if you really just listen to the lyrics of the song, like, the bridge is, like, one of the most beautiful parts of the entire song.
Okay. All right.
And it's all about how people will turn their back on you, and you're on your own, but you have all these beautiful memories to look back on.
Right. Right. I dig it, man. Yeah. I dig it. That's a good answer. Good answer. Yeah, good answer. Ah, yay! Alyssa, yeah. Mine would probably be either Pink Floyd Money, because it's like one of my all-time favorite songs. Or it would be like P-Funk, Funkadelic, Maggot Brain, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to that song?
I haven't listened to that one, but I've heard Money by Pink Floyd. I love Pink Floyd.
Okay, so you need to write this down. I'm sure you're near something, or text yourself or something, that you need to listen to the song called Maggot Brain.
I have it in my Spotify.
Okay, good. And whenever you listen to that song, I want you to text me and tell me what you think about it.
I'll listen to it as soon as we get off.
Okay,
here.
Okay. Yeah, but you're going to forget.
No, I won't. I swear.
Okay. All right. I believe you. Okay. What is the craziest thing that you have done? And what's the craziest thing that you have seen others do? So that's a two-part question. The first part, what's the craziest thing that you have done besides licking some vagina? Oh, we didn't get to that, bro. Are you the giver or the receiver?
I switch.
Okay, that's hot. That's hot. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm just saying it. Okay, but now what's the craziest thing that you've done?
So the craziest thing I've done was for whenever I was a kid, but like we all do crazy things when we're kids. So when me and my best friend Desiree, whenever we were little, we had this whole thing of like we thought that we were dogs from another planet, and we transformed into humans. So there, and for this story in particular, there's video evidence that it happened. And me and her ran down the hill at our old house, and we barked at cars as they came by because it was going to be like a full moon that night. And we barked at these cars for hours.
Dang, that is crazy. You're a crazy kid, man. Wow.
I was a psychopath when I was a kid, and now my nephew is the exact same way I was.
Bro,
so
it's,
there's a mini version of me.
It's just so funny to hear how different you and I are. You know what I'm saying? Like, the craziest thing I've ever done is rob somebody. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, the craziest thing I've ever done is barking a dog or acting like a dog. And I'm just like, whoa, shit, yeah. I needed to dub down my shit, bro. So, like, the craziest thing I've ever done is meowed like a cat.
I meow out of in my walkies at work.
Do you
we just
really?
Do it to each other all day.
Dude, you guys are fucking with Biden hard, aren't you?
Yeah, she's like, cat, where?
Yeah, you guys are fucking with Biden hard, dude. Like, you're like, meow, and he's like, oh, shit.
She's shaking a tense patient's bag. Come here, kitty, kitty.
Oh, poor fucking Biden. So that's what's wrong with Biden is your ass. Fuck.
It's all me, y'all.
Okay, so what's the craziest thing that you have seen someone else do?
Because like my friends are crazy,
right?
And like I see them do like the craziest shit, and I'm like, I could never do that,
right?
But I have to say, it's the craziest. It's also the dumbest thing I've seen somebody do. So my ex-boyfriend. He opened up the world's hottest, like, spiciest spice in his car. And it spilled everywhere.
Ooh.
It got on his gun, it got on his seat, and then it was on his hand. And he thought it'd be smart to scratch his eye. And it got into his eye.
Ooh. What if you guys would have been trying to get sexually active and he would have touched your hoo-ha with it?
I explicitly told him to stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah. You would have had a hot twat, bro.
I would have.
Yes.
Luckily, my brain was working that day.
Dude, like, what happened to you and your boyfriend, man? I thought you guys loved each other.
We did, and there was a lot of issues that we had.
Right.
Well, he didn't have them. I have them because I have a lot of issues.
Right.
I was like, yeah, this isn't working. And, like, I miss him all the time. But
do you miss him?
I do.
Do you talk to him ever?
We've texted a couple of different times, and he's asked me how I'm doing. I told him about my dad.
Right. Right.
He said, quote, I called it. And I went, huh?
Right, right.
Because his work, well, I can't even really call them friends. His coworker dated her for like a year.
Right.
And that's how we met.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's right.
And
that's
he
right.
Broke up. Yeah. And he broke up with Stacy about how he thought it was weird with the way that her and my dad were. That was, like, one of the reasons why they broke up.
Right. So let me...
Pay attention.
So let me...
Pay
let
attention
me,
to crazy shit.
Yes. Well, let me say something real quick. I don't hate Stacy. Okay? I said that earlier. I said, fuck Stacy, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with what's going on in that whole situation at all. I dislike your dad for the way that he did my sister and the way that he did you. Okay? Now, I don't dislike Stacy or hate Stacy at all. Not at all, because I truly in my mind think that she was groomed into this, okay? First off, she dug older dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all knew that. And your dad knew that. And so I think that he purposely did the things that he did with her and for her to get her to fall for him. I truly believe that. You know, So I truly don't hate Stacy. You know what I'm saying? I just think that she should have not done what she did with who she did, because she did you dirty just as much as she did everybody dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he did all of these horrible things, and you know what? I'm happy with my life.
Yes.
And he's going to be miserable for the rest of his.
Yes, absolutely. Very well said, young lady. Very well said. Because if she, yeah. And I don't think she's going to stick with Jeremy. There's no way, chick.
There's, she has commitment issues.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Look how many boyfriends she's been through since I've known her. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to stick with Jeremy. there's going to be something's done, and he's going to get ran off unless he just lets her do whatever the fuck she wants to do, fuck whoever she wants to fuck. Because it's going to come down to sex and shit and wanting freedom and stuff like that. I promise you it's going to. And she is going to leave him, and then he's going to be fucking heartbroken because he's not going to have anybody anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because his family don't even dig the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I was saying, man, I don't blame her. I blame him. And so for that, Stacey, if you ever listen to this young lady, I do not dislike you. I think that you are a dirty bird. I don't think that you should have done Alyssa the way you did at all because she was a true friend to you. But anyway, one more question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This last question is, if your animal could talk, what would you ask it?
See, I have so many questions for Miss Alibug.
Right. But what would that number one question be?
I would have to, see, this is a hard question.
It is a hard question.
There's so many questions.
Yes.
I would have to ask her who her least favorite person is.
Right.
Like, I would have to ask her.
What if she looked at you and was like, bitch, it's you. I've hated my fucking life with you.
All this time.
Yeah, I can't stand you.
You know what? Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. Listen, so she's absolutely upset with he's my good friend now, but he was my ex-boyfriend. Shout out to Ez. So she's obsessed with him. And they're thick as thieves. Like, he was here today, and she's, like, sad that he's gone.
Right.
She legitimately cries and whines.
Aw.
She will have a temper tantrum when he leaves. Sometimes to the point where I have to call him, and he has to apologize for leaving.
Right. Have you ever been licking booty, and your dog's just sitting there watching you?
No. I lock her in the bathroom.
That ain't no fucking fun for that little dog. So no wonder she don't like you.
64 in human years.
Well, yeah. I think that's why my dogs have lived the way that they've lived, man. First off, Butters lived till she was 19 years old. And it's probably because she saw me dicking down quite a few females. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, she over giving me high paw and shit, talking about, hell yeah, you tore it up, didn't you, Dad? My question to Bruno would be like, bro, why do you guys sniff asses? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? How do y'all greet each other? Why do y'all greet each other like that? You know?
Yeah.
Let me smell your ass.
My dog doesn't do that.
What if humans greeted each other like that? You know? What if humans were like, hey, I need to smell your ass to see if you're cool or not? You know? I mean, I'm just saying, bro. That's kind of nasty.
It is nasty, but what? We don't know. But luckily, we don't know what dogs are thinking.
No, we definitely don't. No, but I wish and pray to God my dog could talk.
My cat is right up against the phone. She's trying to say hi.
She's like, meow, hi, Jerry. She's like, is this Biden? Meow.
Meow. Say hi, Skittles.
Oh, your cat's name is Skittles?
Yeah.
What if I was like real high on mushrooms and like I was like, dude, Skittles is not a cat. It's a fucking bag of Skittles, and I start eating your cat. See, that's why I don't fuck with shrooms and shit, man, because I'd probably do that.
That's terrifying if you thought you were about to eat the cat.
Right, bro. You'd be like, big man, no. And I'm like, chomp. All right, so you've listened to every episode of this podcast, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know how this podcast ends, correct?
It's been a minute. So
like we rap about what we've talked about and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I can't rap with shit. Yeah.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. I'm no good at it at all, but I'm just going to play a beat and then we're going to get down with it, sister. But before we do that, okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show. I 54 minutes of good times is what I had.
I've had a complete blast. I'm living my dream here.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed this, and I want to thank you so much. Your edible uncle loves the shit out of you. And
I love you.
I know you do, sweetheart. And I hope that whatever is going on in your head with all that situation and shit, I hope it's good shit. You deserve the best. I hope that you meow like a cat to Biden as much as you can and have that confused motherfucker. Whatever the fuck. Maybe it'll fucking straighten his ass out. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to play a song here. I got to find us a tune that we're going to jam to.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one right here. Yeah. Alyssa's on the microphone. 20 years old. Meows like a cat. Meow, meow. Barks like a dog. Woof, woof. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Talking shit. Talking all about the fandom.
Yeah. Hashing it out. Cats. Hashing it out.
Talking about
the Biden ain't got shit on the presidency. He hears a cat in his microphone and he thinks to himself, what the fuck is going on? Well, that's okay, because I ain't nothing but a drone. Oh, yeah. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Yeah. She said meow. Yes. My dad left my old girl for a girl. She was really, really young. He's a pedophile, but that's okay. You're a pedophile. I hope that's not slander because it's true. Pedophile. He's a pedophile.
He got daddy in shoes.
Yeah, she's got daddy issues, so she picked Germ to do it with, boo. Ooh, I wonder if they have sex. Ooh, you know they do. That's nasty. That's nasty. Guys, we're out.